Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Okay, everyone, thank you for joining us for today's show. My special guest is J.F. Brew. He is calling from, he is joining us from Montreal, Canada. And he started InterStude out of college because he didn't want to become an adult just yet. The 9-to-5 corporate job was a nightmare for J.F. He also wanted to travel the world and meet people from different cultures. Today, JF is a serial digital entrepreneur and travel photographer. Everything he does is related to empowering the 19 to 24-year-old toward enlightenment and true wealth while promoting core organizational values. You can find out more by visiting his website, which is interstude.com. It's interstude.com. Thanks for joining me, JF.
Hello, Robert. Nice to meet you, and thank you for welcoming me.
It's my pleasure. Now, am I pronouncing the name of your company correct, or what is the correct?
Yes, exactly. Okay. It stands for International Student, so we cut the two names, International and Student, and it became like that. But it's easier to pronounce in French, yeah. And actually, our core market is French students coming from Europe, so it's easier to say in French, InterStude.
Interested. Okay, well, great. Now that you mentioned exactly what it stands for, I think it's going to be easier for listeners to remember it as well. So, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to start first. I guess we should start by you maybe telling a little bit of about your journey, your story, and kind of what led to the creation of it.
Okay, amazing. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. All my college years, I was wondering what I would do after, like most people. And when I started my first year in college, I had this opportunity that came to me, and it was like something I was looking for, and it was on a golden platter, and I took it. It was to go study abroad. For one semester. So I went to Italy, Milan, and this journey changed my life. It was my first time traveling, first time outside of my parents' home. And I met so much people from around the world, and I discovered traveling. And it was the first time for me also that I was living the community lifestyle. And I didn't know back then, but like that's the type of lifestyle I'm still chasing up today. It's the lifestyle that appealed me the most. So basically, it's like you live in a group of 50, 100. It can be a small groups, but like back then, I was with like 200 students, and everyone knew each other. Everyone was living near the campus or in the residence, and we had a community manager, an organization being in charge of our social life. And because of that, we had the best social life ever. And I got addicted to this lifestyle that after going back home, I was trying to find organization like that, and I couldn't find anything. So the idea came like this while talking with an administrator at my university. And from that, I started to exploration, research. And on my last semester of my college degree, I did another semester abroad in Paris. And during that semester, I had to do a business case. Like I had to build a business for a week. I convinced some people, friends of mine to work on that project. And I went back home and I started this project right away. And I thought like everyone, when they start a business, that it would take me like 1 or 2 years to be a millionaire. But it took me 3 years to get a first salary. And it took us like, we're still struggling, to be honest. Like, It's a school of life.
Yeah, very much.
It's been 8 years now.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
8 years now, and we've been to all kind of ups and downs. My biggest problems in business, I think, for me is I'm enthusiastic about new projects, and I always find new projects, new products, or co-brand to link with the main brand, and I'm always trying to launch new things while my operation of the main activities are not well set. So I'm moving too fast for the operation. That's my biggest problem.
Wow. So now because of your experience with the group and the students, is that the reason that your focus is on that 19 to 24 age range, the college age range?
Yeah, but well, when I started, I was that age, so I was part of the market, and that's what I advise every young entrepreneur: like, start a business that's gonna satisfy you first. Like, serve yourself the best product you would ever want to be served, and like this, you're gonna be very enthusiastic and committed to like build the best service possible. So back then, I was 24 when I launched the business. And so I knew exactly what the students were looking for, and I was part of the market, so I was meeting all the students that were my friends. And like this, we were able to grow the right products. And now the operation of the business is pretty well automated. We have 15 products. We have day trips, weekend trips, 1 week trips, and cultural events in Montreal. And now it's just been a calendar we've been running years after year. And the box is kind of like 100% automated, that eventually soon we would like to start selling this box to sell franchise or license in other cities.
Yeah, well, it's got a structure that it could be easily adapted, you know, to other cities. And I would think that, that particular market is underserved, you know, so that would be... great. So now, so you're not obviously a part in that particular target group. So have in the time that you started, I think you said 8 years ago, was that correct?
Yes.
Have there been any kind of shifts in that age range, or I mean, what are some of the things that you've had to do to stay current with that particular group?
Was more about the marketing, because like when we started the business, like people were not used to pay online, so like even like I knew what was coming back then, so we were pushing people to pay online, but they were like a bit like blocked. They were asking to pay in person, cash, and so on. It was more about like being upfront and having an e-commerce in front of everyone, and the first of the market, we had like a e-commerce store and start selling online and using Facebook the proper way. So it was all about like I always really liked like the startup scene, so I always was up to date with everything, all the new apps, and I was always updating the marketing and the operation like that. So
okay,
I think it was more about that. And then even during the trips, I was looking at the bigger company, like in my industry is like Contiki or Topdeck. They're owned by like $1 billion groups, and like I was looking at what they're doing and like really like trying to replicate and improve the LEN marketing, like the experiential marketing during the trip. So at the end of the day, when you're able to work really hard on the service and the experiential marketing, then the students are so like unexpectedly well served that it's just a word to mouth from there goes, like a ripple effect. So you don't need to start sending Facebook ads. You don't need to invest a lot on marketing. So,
I would think that their experience, sharing on all the different types of platforms would be, that kind of the old-fashioned word of mouth kind of advertising that would get you going. Now, when you're talking about trips, now you mentioned Montreal. Now, can you tell us, you know, the different types of trips or different places that you've, you know, had that experience? And then maybe tell us an example of just one of them that was really memorable for you.
In terms of the company, we serve 25 destinations and we do bus trips from Montreal. But in terms of myself, like I've been traveling around like 40 countries now in the last 8 years. Even in the last 2-3 years, I've been working remotely. I'm actually currently in Mexico right now, working remotely in Puerto Escondido. That is becoming a new hot destination for digital nomads. So I've been going a lot to Medellin, Colombia, Chiang Mai, Thailand. Also, Lisbon is a very hot spot. And those destinations, it's like when you go and Google like hotspots for digital nomads or destination, you'll find blogs. And from this, you can just arrive there, book a flight, and you'll see like here in all the cafes, people are working remotely. And then there's a lot of meetups and gatherings. And everyone is helping each other to sustain this lifestyle. Everyone has tricks, and it's like almost like a mini internship. Like you learn from each other. So I've been living like that for the last 2-3 years, and been very fulfilling.
Wow, that's great. So now, also in addition to trips, I noticed that you do events or parties or that kind of thing. So can you tell us how, you know, the different types, you know, if someone's listening and they really want to look for a coordinator, what are the kinds of things that you've done?
So the core of our business, 90% of our revenue is coming from the bus trips. But
okay.
we realized over the years that we needed to be present in Montreal, like locally, so to boost our marketing and to that just the clients that don't know us can see a face in person. So we are doing cultural events. They're very small events, like 20 people, and we're doing parties of like 300 people every 2-3 months. So, but all those activities are really like more like marketing end over to promote the trips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So now, what are the some of your upcoming events that you have going on?
This week we're going to Boston, the weekend after to Washington, the weekend after to Chicago, the weekend after to New York. There's trips every weekend. It's around like 2,000 passengers per year, 50 buses.
Wow, okay, that's quite a bit. So, and these are mainly now people from Montreal to these destinations, is that correct?
Exactly. It's a bit the situation of business. It's like locally, I cannot, it's not seen as a startup because I cannot scale quickly. My only way to scale is actually like having those small kind of like franchise in each city. Each new city with me would mean that I need to build new trips. So it takes time to launch a new city. So I tried in the past to like be seen as a startup because we always had the mindset of it and raise money, but it's been very hard. Been very hard because it's not scalable fast.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard place to be when you're trying to plan for the direction to take. So if there are some people who are interested in exploring, you know, the idea of like a franchise or some kind of operation in their particular town, because this is I would think a great opportunity for someone with an entrepreneurial mindset, you know, to be able to do.
100%.
Yeah. So now, if they're interested, I mean, is this something that you would be open to hearing from people for that?
Oh, 100%. They can send us an email at info@intersud.com, and we're open on any kind of negotiation depending on your experience and location.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, it sounds like it's a really great operation as far as, you know, the target. Again, I think the target market is one that is, underserved. I mean, there are so many different types of meeting groups, you know, or that kind of thing. But your particular grouping or your program, you know, you kind of go beyond just like a casual meetup. You really kind of want to form that community, correct?
Exactly. And the beauty of it is it's very, very niche. And nowadays, that's what you're going to hear from most influencers online. It's like, try to find your niche market. Like, go as niche as you can. And by doing so, you're going to be alone on the market. Like, we're the only one on this market in Montreal.
I've run across a lot of different, you know, marketing, looking at niche, and I have yet to find one to address, you know, that particular group. And it seems, you know, that in that particular age range, you know, travel is a an experience, experiential kinds of life activities is really what the focus is, more than material.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, but even now, any type group, to be honest, me, I'm seeing the trends now in our industry and going crazy. And I know, like, the travel now is the new mortgage. Like Generation Y and Z, like, they decided they're not going to have cars, they're not going to have mortgage, and they're going to spend all the money on experiences. But even the baby boomers are following the same step. Like, my mom is spending all her money on traveling. Crazy. It's like everyone now is like, you know, it's their biggest expense. Everyone's traveling. It's becoming like so affordable and so almost like now, for example, we can go. I've been to Colombia 3 times in the last 2 years, and it used to be like 5-10 years ago the most dangerous country in the world. You know, like there's countries opening up like that. And there's companies like Airbnb that are like offering you a platform where it's easy to book and like follow up on who offered the experience, have right reviews and everything. Like even Airbnb now, they just launched 2 months ago Adventures. Now it's only like a certain tour operator offering Adventures, but it's gonna be soon open to companies like mine. And I can't wait to be on this platform selling my trips. It's gonna be just the easiest marketing ever. Now they're only selling tours of like 12 people at $5,000, but they're going to do like Airbnb experiences. They're going to start with very high experiences, and then it's going to be like in the next year or two, it's going to be open to everyone for sure.
Wow.
Booking.com is following, like everyone's going to be on this market. There's going to be aggregator trying to kill each other to like sell experiences for sure.
Yeah, I can see that going, you know, and, you know, it certainly is where the focus, you know, is going to be. So is there anything else, JF, that you want to mention to the listeners, either about, you know, what it is that you're doing or, you know.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I actually have a very, very new passionate project I've been working on for the last year. I've been giving workshop on self-development to help the new generation to launch their passion and go towards their dream, but like do it the right way. So doing it the right way means that they need to know themselves like very strongly. So we do a journey within. We ask all the right questions. So a bit of a workshop. It's called Become Your Best Version. And we go step by step. We do personal tests, then introspection exercise. Then we analyze your wheel of life dimensions. And then we select one dimension and we do a 90 goal on improving this dimension. After this, we do your ikigai, your reason to wake up, your purpose. And then we do a purpose statement. And then after all this, We do a 3-year vision. All this, we do a draft and then of exercise during the workshop, but then I give a 60 pages workbook that they can continue their own journey after that. And actually publishing this workbook very, very soon. It's currently being like edited, and the interior designs are about to be finished, and I'm going to put it on Amazon with the print on demand. That's going to be my second book. I actually have a first book. It's called Exchange Your Life. That's more for the exchange international students. But the Become Your Best Version workbook is really for any, I would say, 20 to 35 years old that never been through his own psychological journey, asking themselves, like, what I'm really good at, what should I focus on? Like, having clear clarity, like very deep clarity. When you have deep clarity, then you know where you're going, then it's easier to wake up in the morning and then pursue those dreams.
Wow. So, and that's wonderful. Now, do you find that the that particular age range that a lot of them, a number of them have done that, you know, inward work, or is it just, I mean, I'm just curious that, you know, I would think
zero,
that.
Zero,
you know,
like no one tells them about all this. Like, it's, they're all amazed on how simple it is and how doomed they've been by the university system of not doing those things, that they realize it's the core, you know. And that's why I built this workshop. It's the same was for me. I was so kind of a bit angry at the system of not offering those type of work in the university program.
Now, see, to me, I would have thought that, you know, during, at least I remembered in my college years, which was quite a number of years ago, that, you know, that period is one where you're constantly looking. I mean, you know, I mean, from the day you start and choosing your major, minor, your curriculum, you know, to the day you graduate, whether or not you made the right choice, or, you know, to me, it seemed like that's a period when there's a natural inquisitiveness as to, you know, why am I here? What am I doing? What do I like? Those kinds of things. So,
100%. But the thing is that, let's say that you've been asking the right question before, and then you go throughout your college year, you're still looking, but you know what's the right question, so you have a better perspective on what you're looking for. Now, it's happening is, like, the college students are looking, but they don't know what they're looking for, and they have no clue on, like, what's the roadmap. So the workbook is more like a roadmap, and obviously they're not going to be doing it the first time perfectly, but at least they know what's the roadmap, and then they can, after this, go explore in the real world and then come back and improve it. That's the goal.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, that's the idea of having the workshop and then having the follow-on, you know, the workbook and continuing is important, because it seems, you know, that once they leave that environment, sometimes you can easily get, you know, dissuaded.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah, and even now, we've been trying to work on some accountability programs and so on. It's a new business I'm launching slowly. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, so now I didn't see that. I mean, I saw on your YouTube channel, you know, you had things from that. Now, is that also information about the becoming your best version on your website as well?
On my personal website, yeah, gfru.com. Yeah, there's information there. And we're actually, like, we just started to build a team of workshop facilitators, and now I have, like, for November, we're going to have, like, 4 or 5 workshop facilitators giving it in a different destination. Like, we have Colombia running, Mexico, Canada, and Lisbon also is going to be happening. But all this is so new. It's very new. So we're really at the stage of, like, we're trying stuff, we're failing, we're changing our path, we're testing, so... We don't even have a business name yet. Now it's called Become Your Best Version, but we know we're looking for a business name, so it's very early.
Yeah, well, that'll all shake out. There'll be something that will pop out, no doubt. So, I'm gonna go ahead and make sure I enter your JF Brow website into the show page description so people can
visit
that.
Thank you so much.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Chatting with you. Yeah, and look forward to keeping in touch. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been J.F. Brow. Excuse me, B-R-O-U. And he is talking to us from Montreal. And we've been talking about InterStud, his program. You can find out more by visiting interstud.com and then also visiting his website, which is jfbrou.com. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me, that's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.